Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alley strikes out. One out. Manny Mota batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mota hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Mota reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mota trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Santo, who relays the ball to Hundley, who tags Mota, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Clemente moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry May batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blass strikes out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alley is 0-1 in the game. Alley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mota is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clemente is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ellsworth strikes out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pagan is 0-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mazeroski is 0-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. May reaches second base with a double. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 1 in the game. Blass hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey is hit by the pitch. Matty Alou pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blass is 0-for-2 in the game. Blass strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alley bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alou scores. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Pirates. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mota is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mota strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. May scores. Alley goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Pirates. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing center field. Manny Moten now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Pirates. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Altman reaches second base with a double. Lee Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hundley scores. It's 6-4, Pirates. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Jose Pagan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pagan moves to third. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards center. Phillips fields it and throws to second to catch Mazeroski for the out. Pagan scores. One out. It's 7-4, Pirates. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Alou attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Mickelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mickelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickelson moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mota is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemente hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, Pirates. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calcun's now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alou is walked intentionally. Clendenin moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mickelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mickelson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Pirates. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.